So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So if you're struggling with your dog bringing any toy back, whether it is a ball, a tug, a frisbee, no matter what the toy is, here's a couple reasons why your dog is struggling with that. So the first reason many dogs do not bring the toy back is first, because your dog thinks that if he brings the toys back, you'll just take it away and end the game, right? That happens a lot more often than not. And the reason this happens is because the only time you ask your dog to bring the toy back is to end the fun, confirming your dog's suspicions. So make sure that whenever you do ask your dog to bring the toy back, you don't just end the fun, you actually start the game up again, right? So for example, if I tossed a ball for my dog and my dog ran up to get the toy, came back to me, instead of just ending the game, getting the toy and leaving, what I would do is get the toy and toss it again, rewarding your dog for bringing the toy back. Because at this point, the reward for bringing the toy back is actually starting the game up again. And that's pretty important to understand, because the reward is everything. It's always from your dog's perspective, right? It's not what we view as a reward, right? What you want to avoid is asking your dog to get the toy, bring it back, and using treats to reward your dog. What happens a lot of times is your dog isn't bringing the toy back because he wants to play. He's bringing it back because of the food, right? Whenever we're playing with our dogs and whenever we are giving our dogs food, we're essentially activating two separate parts of your dog's brain. Whenever your dog's playing, we're activating one part. And whenever your dog is eating something, he's activating a completely different portion of his brain, right? Ideally, we don't want to combine the two. There are ways to combine the two and make, giving your dog food more of a game, having him chase the treats and stuff like that. But when it comes to teaching our dogs to bring toys back, we never want to trade. We want to get out the habit of trading. We want to start, what we ideally want to start doing is teaching our dogs that bringing the toy back to us is beneficial. And it's honestly a reward, because the faster you bring the toy back, the faster you get to play. So that's the first reason why your dog may not be bringing the toy back, because your dog simply thinks that you are just going to end the fun. So instead of ending the fun, make sure that when your dog brings the toy back, you actually start the fun. The second reason why your dog may not be bringing the toy back is because you may be chasing your dog around, and instead of running the opposite direction, right? So as a rule of thumb, whenever we're dealing with dogs, movement towards dogs pushes them away from us. Movement away from dogs draws them to us, right? So whenever we're playing with dogs, the last thing we want to do is chase them, right? If you're sprinting towards your dog or trying to get the toy, you'll quickly realize that one, your dog is likely faster than you, right? Whether you have a big dog or a small dog, smaller dogs are pretty agile, big dogs have longer legs, and they're faster. So if you're trying to chase your dog and get the toy, you're just actually working on the complete opposite concept that we want to work on. So instead of chasing your dog, we show to run away from your dog. The more you run away from your dog, the quickly you'll begin to realize that your dog will begin to follow you and chase you, which is exactly what we want. When your dog begins to chase you, that's when we begin to start the game up again, right? So your dog, say you toss a tug toy, your dog gets the tug toy, and instead of chasing your dog, the first thing you're going to do right after your dog gets the toy is run away, run in the opposite direction. If for any reason you have a dog that just wants to run away from you, don't chase your dog. I know it's going to be hard. Every single instinct in our bodies are going to tell us, let's go after him. Nope. What you have to do is stop and completely dart the opposite direction. When you practice this, I recommend you do this in a fenced-in field. That way, your dog is safe and sound, and you don't have to worry about your dog getting away, right? If you aren't not doing this in a fenced-in field, what I recommend is that you get a long leash, a long line. Something as long as 30 feet could be just fine. Put it on your dog, and whenever you're playing with your dog, instead of launching it halfway across the field, you're just gonna start off with short little bursts and then start running away from your dog. You'll quickly realize that when you run away from your dog will be enticed to chase you because movement away from our dogs is interesting, right? They're fascinated by movement, specifically changes of movement, right? What you want to do is go from nothing happening to something drastically happening, right? That way, that change in movement from nothing to something is really what motivates our dogs. And that's the second reason why your dog may not be bringing the toy back. The third reason why your dog may not bring the toy back is because whenever he does bring the toy back, whether you play tug with him or whether you get the ball or anything, it becomes too hard for him to get the toy again. It's all a balance, right? For example, if I toss the toy back, if I toss the toy, my dog brings it back, and I say I'm playing tug with him because he brings back a tug toy, playing tug. If I play tug too hard, say I play tug for 10, 15 minutes straight without letting my dog win, you'll quickly realize that your dog will not bring the toy back because he's gonna go, wow, that was pretty hard to just get that toy. I'm not even gonna bring it back to you because that I went through a lot of work. Instead of making the game too hard initially, and this varies from dog to dog, but if your dog is struggling with this, the first thing I would do is have short little games, short little tug sessions where you just let your dog win. Every time your dog wins, just run away. Again, the whole concept of running away is to entice and encourage our dogs to run towards us. When your dog runs towards you, start playing tug again. You'll quickly realize that the more you do that, the more excited and enthusiastic your dog will be to get the toy and bring it back to you. Because the whole premises of teaching our dogs to bring the toy back to us, it's all about teaching our dogs that the fun, it's not about the toy, it's not about the ball, it's not about possessing a single object. It's actually about interacting with us, their owners, right? It's about the interaction between us and our dog, so that the more you play with your dog, the more your dog goes, the fun is with you, not actually holding the toy. Because the toy by itself, it's boring. We want to make the toy fun. And that's the big secret for today, guys. Make sure that one, you're becoming exciting, you're rewarding for your dogs. You make the game not about the toy, not about the ball, not about the frisbee or the tug. You make it about you. Make it about the interaction that you're having with your dog. And you'll quickly realize that your dog will love to bring the toy back to you because you are the fun. And that is the big secret.